You are being played. Do you understand what's happening? You are absolutely being played. Less than a month ago, on Inauguration Day, the World Health Organization, after conferring with the United States CDC, came out with a twofold directive in order to have less false positive tests regarding COVID-19. Throughout 2020, doctors and hospitals and clinics had been encouraged, if not pressured, to make the diagnosis of COVID-19 if we thought it was probable or presumed. We didn't have to have a positive test. And the symptoms were extremely broad-based. Cough, low-grade fever, shortness of breath. We see that a lot with colds, with allergy seasons, certainly with influenza. But that's all we needed to diagnose COVID-19. And that's why you saw influenza numbers plummet in March of 2020. So on Inauguration Day, the World Health Organization came out and said, one, physicians and hospitals and clinics should make certain that a patient with symptoms consistent with COVID-19 needs to have a positive test matched up to that syndrome of symptoms in order to diagnose COVID-19. Well, you know what's going to happen. That's going to eliminate a lot of the cases. Because no longer is it going to be enough to look at a patient that's got a cough or low-grade fever and say, well, you've got COVID. Now it's got to be symptoms consistent with a positive test. The other thing that the World Health Organization was strongly encouraging was PCR testing should no longer be running at cycle thresholds at 40, 44, 45. It should be reduced into the realm of what we normally would use. Understanding that PCR was never created to diagnose a viral disease. It was created for an entirely different purpose, but we've been using it to diagnose COVID-19, and we've been abusing it because we've been running the cycle so many times that in some studies, it was projected that possibly 85% of the positive PCR tests were false positives, such that 1,000 people being told that they have COVID-19, it was likely that less than 200 of them actually had COVID-19. So there you have it. Two things happened on Inauguration Day that were virtually guaranteed to lower the number of cases of COVID-19. Was it politically motivated? Can we trust politicians and appointed bureaucrats? We've seen Governor Newsom out of California say, the CDC says we can open up the schools and we don't have to have teachers vaccinated in order to do so safely. We've seen New York leaders say the same thing. We've seen Governor Cuomo come out and say, well, if we don't open stuff up now, there won't be anything to open up when we finally do. All right. I think I've heard that before. We're seeing data previously distorted willingly now being told, don't do that. I have been saying this for darn near a year, and I am disgusted with the kind of treatment the American people are getting. The fact of the matter is, we should have our schools open. You're going to see governors now sort of pandering to the public opinion, and they're going to do things, and they're going to boast and run victory laps that they didn't earn, because what they did do and the damage they did cause shouldn't have happened, but it did. And on Inauguration Day, finally, there were a couple of steps taken to rectify an unbelievably corrupt set of diagnostic criteria by which to make the diagnosis of COVID-19. And another thing, we're seeing a remarkable drop in the percentage of total U.S. deaths caused by cancer and heart disease. I wonder why. Do you think we found the cure to cancer and heart disease? You're being played. Have a good day.